Today is St. Andrew's Day, children, so let us recite together our Christmas Novena prayer. That will give you one, but if you can, remember it's traditional to recite it 14 times every day between now and Christmas. Think of the intention for which you want to pray, the gift you want from the Holy Child for his birthday. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. At that hour, O my God, vouchsafe to hear my prayers and grant my petitions through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Well, today, children, is sort of a water day, isn't it? I mean, it's raining off and on outside, and it's rather wet. And here, it's actually going to be quite dry this afternoon, and that's good for news for you students, and maybe for some teachers, too, because since the water is turned off to fix a broken pipe, there's no school today. That's part of that general principle that if there isn't water, well, there really isn't life itself, at least not school life. And so you get what they call in England a half holiday, which is a nice occasion, and I'm very happy for everyone. As you leave this dry building today, with all the water just on the outside, I mean, I'd like you to remember St. Andrew. Remember, we talked about this a bit yesterday, how he got his start by leaving the water. He was a disciple to St. John the Baptist, his follower. And St. John interrupted his talk one day, and he always preached right next to the Jordan River where he would baptize people. He interrupted his talk because he saw his cousin coming, his cousin, our blessed Savior. Remember how he pointed out, "Look, there's the Lamb of God." And right away, St. John, who was listening, left John to follow Jesus because he is our Lord and our Savior, and he is the true Son of God. And then in today's gospel, there's the water again. They're sitting next to the shore, at the shore of a big lake, which was so large they called it the Sea of Galilee, only it wasn't really a sea. It was a large inland lake. And he is with his brother, Andrew is, Simon, whom our Lord will call Peter, the evangelist notes, and they're fixing their nets, and our Lord says, "Follow me." And they do. Andrew, along with Peter, just get up, and they walk after our, they leave everything, the water whereby they got their livelihood by fishing, and they follow our Lord. Why? Well, our Lord is the living water. Do you remember that very long gospel? Well, we have lots of them during Lent, but it's on one of the Fridays of Lent. I think it might be the third. And it's about our Lord at the well of Jacob. The Samaritan woman is there gathering water. And our Lord promises her that if she would come to him and drink, she would get living water, and she'd never be thirsty again. And furthermore, that out of her heart would come a fountain of that same water to draw other souls to God, to make them to be, in a sense, like apostles. We should remember that. If you go to our Lord and you leave everything right away because he's calling you, he not only gives you to drink living water for eternal life, but there's a fountain. Presumably the water fountain's not working today either, but never mind, because you get to be yourself a fountain of water on the inside to draw other souls to Jesus. That's a pretty good definition of what an apostle is. How did he? I mean, how did Andrew get other people to follow our Lord? Well, the only way you can do that is just your own way. You have to sort of be yourself, but you have to be a holy version of yourself. You have to pretty much give up on your sins and your bad habits. You have to walk away from them, because they can be like a terrible roaring of the sea wave that would just wash other people and yourself too away. So no, you have to be like our Lord, but you'd be like our Lord really in your own way. Well, how was Andrew? Well, Andrew's name means manly, brave, or strong. And he was that truly. That was his characteristic. But that made him to conquer himself, not others. And he was always very kindly. He was an approachable kind of a man. He wasn't angry, and he wasn't forbidding. He was a kind of person who took care of things. And so, for example, when our Lord is expressing a worry because there are all of these people who have been following him for 3 days, as later on they would follow Andrew himself, and they've got nothing to eat, everyone sort of looks at Andrew. Not that it's his responsibility, but he's the one who sort of takes care of things, and people feel comfortable approaching him. And Andrew is sort of thinking out loud, and he says, well, there's a boy here, and he's got 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. But then he second guesses himself and he says, but what are these among so many? Little did he know that in a moment, that's all you would need. Because if you take 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes and the Son of God, you could feed 5,000 without a problem. But it's Andrew that they look to first of all. And then at Holy Week, remember there were some Greek Jews who came from a long way, and they wanted to see our Lord and talk to him, only it was Holy Week, and during Holy Week people are awfully busy, and they couldn't just sort of come right up to our Lord. And so they went to see St. Philip. He was in the gospel yesterday, and remember, he was a great one too for drawing souls to Christ. So they go to see St. Philip, and Philip goes to see St. Andrew on account of because he's very close to Jesus, and asks for an appointment, and Andrew takes care of everything. That's the kind of saint, that's the kind of apostle that he was. He was an arranger. He made things happen, and they seemed almost effortless. He was very enthusiastic in his following of our Lord, and he made a lot of sacrifices. He didn't second guess himself. He didn't turn back and worry and wonder. He just did it. He's a good example for all of us in the following of our Lord. And so that's why he wasn't a dry saint. That's why he wasn't a difficult kind of a person to get along with. He's the kind of an apostle who makes devotion seem very attractive. In his whole life as an apostle long, he was always drawing followers himself, so that by the end, when the pagan governor had him crucified and he was up on his cross that was shaped like an X, so that's the symbol of St. Andrew, an X-shaped cross, on his cross for 3 days, pretty soon there were thousands of people that came to see him and to listen to him preach. And they wanted to stop his suffering. And St. Andrew said, no, don't do that. I'm almost ready to receive my crown. You let me go, but listen to the story that I'm telling you. Because he was so enthusiastic, they wanted to hear him. And that's how he made so many converts. We have to turn away from this world's water, even if it sometimes is a little bit of a sacrifice. But we have to turn to our Lord, children. We have to be thirsty for Jesus. Imagine, you could be a little bit like that. You could be a bit like the water fountain. It's running dry right now, but later on, just you, by the way you follow our Lord, you could be an apostle. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.